Community conversation on the morning show from WRCO and WRCE. On the first half today, we're talking about back to school in the River Valley School District. And District Administrator Lauren Glassbrenner is our guest. How can it be? Last time we were here, we were just talking about school getting out, Lauren.
Amen. How can it be? It's amazing how quickly the time flies. And as they say, to quote someone who's really wise, the older we get, the faster it goes. So, you know, yes, it has been a busy summer, a good summer, but a really busy summer in the River Valley School District is raring to go. We're ready to get going.
You are one of the districts that chose to possibly get that opted back to start earlier, and probably now you're thinking, why do we do this? But but anyway, it's going to work out for you, I'm sure.
I think the intent is really good. When we were looking at creating our calendars for the next couple of years, we really felt that as we sought ways to get vacation times in for kids and families and to make sure that we had enough time to get in all the minutes of instruction that are required by the Department of Public Instruction, that we really needed some space. And starting after September 1st really pushes it then that you're almost out of school the second week in June. And that is really difficult. So there were several recent area schools, Cuba City's one, Lodi's one, now River Valley. We asked the state superintendent, Jill Underley, if we could have the chance to start a little earlier so that we could have better breaks, better timing for our families and our students. That's good for their mental health. That's also good for the schedule. So within that, if you think a high school calendar schedule, they will be done with the semester at holiday break. Oftentimes in a normal September 1st start, they have to come back in January. They have to go to classes for a week. They have to study for a week, and then they take a semester exam. This will allow us to get all of that done prior to going home for a holiday break. So that'll happen. And then the end of the school year, if I'm remembering my dates right, will be May 24th for River Valley. So yes, we're starting early, but we're really excited about getting the kids out a little bit earlier and just transitioning to a little different way. We're going to really take a look at it. I surveyed the parents last year, and about 65% said, you bet. By mid-August, take them. You can have them. Take these kids. And so we learned from that, and we kind of said, let's try it for a year. We'll survey again in January about it, and then we'll continue to ask for this time if it's what best meets our kids' needs and what our families need in River Valley.
So as a result, your teachers will be back in session this week then?
Yeah, the teachers, the assistants, the bus drivers, the janitorial staff, our kitchen crew, everybody's here on Friday. So River Valley is raring up. We're getting ready to go for Friday. We'll have a wonderful morning where we invite people back. We kind of give our broad overview of our mission and vision. We'll talk about our goals for the year. We'll do a lot of work kind of updating all the staff at one time around our strategic plan and where we are in our visioning for the advisory task force and kind of leaning into what might come next for architecture around the valley. But that's all happening Friday. And then we're excited. We also, we're trying to make it a tradition that we have a special meal on Friday where we offer food to all our employees that come from local vendors. And I call it the taste of the valley, so that they have restaurants in Plain, Lone Rock, Arena, and Spring Green that kind of come together and create a huge buffet and just talk about the great culinary stuff we have around us as well. So that'll be happening on Friday. And then after lunch, they're off. They're back to their buildings and they're busy and working. Monday, the following week, the teachers are back in, not the assistants. And then the kids start coming on Tuesday next week. So we're excited to have that excitement around the beginning of the year really get ramped up and going at the Valley.
You were talking in the last update, in fact, the last few times you were talking about some of the building designs and the architectural studies, and I think you have an important meeting coming up tonight, don't you?
We do. We have a budget ERC meeting tonight, which is a committee meeting at the school board level that will really talk around how do we take the strategic plan, how do we take the facilities long-range planning effort, and then think about some possible solutions for River Valley. And again, big conversations around that have to deal with what is reasonable in terms of dollars. I don't want anybody to feel like anything is being hidden from them. So it's a real transparent process to say there are needs. We have some architectural, some facility needs that we need to address. But I also, while we're doing that, I want to make sure that we're envisioning what this district looks like in 25 years. I won't be in my office in 25 years, but somebody else will be there. And there will be kids in every classroom in 25 years. And I want to make sure that whatever we plan is sustainable, but has a lot of foresight to really reach out to what is needed, not only for next year, the year after, but for what does Valley look like in the year, let's say 2040, 2050. What is the Valley going to look like? That has taken a lot of work, that has taken architectural study, that it has taken enrollment studies, that has taken facility study in the sense of the buildings are sound, but are we using every square foot the best way possible? So a lot of that comes to a big conversation tonight at the budget ERC meeting, and then we'll move ahead with where we think the direction should go.
So indeed, you're still at the planning stages. You're still, all the possibilities using the current facility or adding on and those kind of things?
Correct. I think what we're doing, Phil, is just really trying to be deliberate and careful. I don't think we want to push anything too quickly, but I also don't want people to feel like we're not addressing the needs that we are directed to do. So again, within my strategic plan, it asks that we implement results from a long-range facility planning or effort, prioritizing facility enhancements and ongoing operating costs. So it's a lot of words that basically say, you might need to remodel, but do it carefully. You might need to change some things up, but you need to do that really carefully and deliberately so that the community knows what you are doing and that they're a part of the process. So again, this was a community-driven effort by this group of about 50 people that we called the Advisory Task Force that met with some architects that we hired to do some of this evaluation, a company called FEH Designs out of Dubuque, Iowa, that specializes in rural education and rural schools and facilities. And then from there, we let the community's focus be the focus. It wasn't from district office. It wasn't even from teachers. Though they were asked for opinion, it was more about the community's needs and focus on where they want the Valley to be in the future.
You've been getting the word out. How many townships are you planning to see or have you seen in the River Valley District?
So that's been great work for me this summer. It's been really fun. And I have to say, yes, I put a few miles on the black truck. It's been really good. But River Valley is unique in that sense of community. And that's what my article for the newspaper this week is really about, is that highly engaged community that we have around River Valley. Again, I grew up in the Fenimore Boscobel area, and we knew there were some small towns around us, but it seemed like everybody went to Fenimore, right? Or everybody went to Boscobel. But in River Valley, what was so unique is there's four communities that make up that actual district. And beyond that, we have like townships that go with it. So again, there's the town and village of Arena. There's Ridgeway. There's Black Earth. There's Clyde. There's the village of Lone Rock. There's the town of Bear Creek. There's a town of Buena Vista, which goes up 130 and up towards Ithaca. That's where I live. There's the town of Ithaca. There's part of that town that actually sends kids to the Valley. There's the village and town of Spring Green. There's Honey Creek, Franklin, Troy, Wyoming, Plain. So all of these have elected boards that get together and talk about how they sustain their town, or they sustain their village. And it's been really good for me to say that I work with you. I can go out to, let's say, I was in, where is it? The township of Buena Vista. I haven't been there. I've been to Ithaca. I'm getting out to just in Black Hawk. That's where I was. And in the town of Black Hawk, there's the township that kind of goes for that region. And it was incredible for me to be out there, a part of that Honey Creek kind of conversation, to really talk to them around that idea of what are the schools doing for you and what are you guys doing for the schools. So it really involves one elected board with another elected board. And I'm just trying to get out there to get that communication out as best I can. So nobody's surprised if they hear about Valley making some changes.
I'm sure it's important, you know, when you're talking about taxes and as well, to team up with the townships, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it nobody likes taxes. I hate to say that, but nobody really does enjoy them. But they are the form that Wisconsin uses to fund schools and to fund roads and to fund bridges and to fund ice and salt and all the different things that we utilize to make our villages safe. So I guess I would say, yes, it is a big conversation. We are not yet to the point of setting like mill rates and really getting into how the tax impact will happen. But we are in that stage of preparing our conversation for that. And part of that will happen tonight at Budget ERC.
What time is that meeting?
That meeting is tonight, starts at 5:00.
Okay, good. Hopefully people will go out and see what has to be said and things like that.
Absolutely.
There are some changes during the summer as well, Lauren. And one of those, I noticed Brian Cry is no longer going to be with the district. We always enjoyed working with him.
Brian Cry was an incredible individual that worked for our district for many, many years, and he's one of the Cry gentlemen that grew up in the Valley, so he was known to be from River Valley and worked for River Valley Administration as a district. Has moved on. We wish him well. He brought incredible talents, but we are excited to invite Scott Moore to the table. Scott is our new business administrator. He comes to us from Wisconsin Heights. He and his family live over in Black Earth, and he brings with him incredible experiences as an elementary school principal, as well as an administrator with many years of experience, too. So we've really been excited to invite him and I guess just really rally around his work as he joins the team over at River Valley District Office.
Do you have a lot of other new hires this year, too?
Not too many, to be honest with you. We have six teachers, which is a pretty typical range of a district's overturning. If we have a few people retire every year, a few people relocate. So we have six teachers coming aboard. And then we also have many teacher's assistants. Teacher's assistants are incredible people that really give to the district. And I guess I can't highlight their work enough. Some of these individuals work with some of the most dysregulated kids, and they do some incredible work. So a shout out to all the teacher's assistants around anywhere in Wisconsin, not only River Valley, because it is hard work. It is important work, but it is hard work. And we're excited to bring some new teacher's assistants on board this year as well. So on Thursday this week, I will be hosting all the new staff, not only new teachers, but a mentor for those new teachers, and not only teacher's assistants, but some mentors for them as well, so that they can really be kind of pulled into the system and so that they feel supported as they start their work this year at our district.
Let's talk about the River Valley Forest.
Okay. Well, there's another piece that I've been working on this summer, and this is a shout out to several people that have really helped to make sure that our school forest, which River Valley is excited to have and retain, continues to grow. So Dick Powell, a good friend who works in the River Valley area over there, and he's a local business owner, had really helped us appreciate kind of the capacity of what a school forest could provide for our district. And he helped me team up with Scott Lancaster, who works for the Wisconsin Department of Public and Department Natural Resources, sorry, DNR, not DPI. And Scott and Dick and I have met, and we've really come up with some good plans for our school forest. So just south of Spring Green on Highway 23, we are very fortunate as a district to have an outdoor classroom. It's a 21-acre parcel of woods that has some really unique populations of trees. It's got some waterways right next to it. It actually butts up to the Wisconsin Lower River Valley, so some DNR land right there. And through some projects that were once started up at UW-Stevens Point, it's called the LEAF program, but it's a school forest education program that we are part of in River Valley. And so that forestry program and that partnership with DNR allows us to maintain and program a forest for kids. So we've set up some new stations, we've bulldozed some new alleyways so that there's great access out there, and we're really putting up some new signage and some new things to make sure that people are engaged with that outdoor classroom that we also hold as a really important part of River Valley.
A really good teaching tool, isn't it?
It sure is. It sure is. There's a few rules that go along with it. Because it's right there by the river, we want to make sure that it doesn't become a stopping point for campers. I mean, it's a hiking space, but it's not a camping space. So we have to be careful. But yeah, it's a really unique space. For kids to understand the differences between like a white pine and a red pine and how those pines are part of the Wisconsin state history. For a kid to be able to identify an oak tree, an elm tree, maybe even a butternut, a hickory, whatever's out there. Thank you to Ted Glassbrenner for teaching me a lot about trees when I was a little man. But anyways, that idea of identifying the brush, the trees, the understory, and how that is a big part of Wisconsin's history. Our state was influenced by a large logging industry early on. So it's good for our kids to know about that. And while they're out there, if they can touch that dirt and dig in a little bit and find out about the creatures and the great things that are out there, I think it allows the kids to really reflect and learn how to respect nature at the same time.
Not every school has that thing, do they?
No, we're pretty lucky. We are pretty lucky. I do know that there's almost 25,000 acres of school land across the state of Wisconsin. Okay. But ours is 21 acres of that, and we're excited to utilize it. And again, a big focus this summer was to really push out access. We want to make sure that the trails are accessible. We want to make sure that the teaching stations make sense and are accessible. And that that sometimes requires bulldozing. That sometimes requires mitigating and getting rid of a lot of poison ivy. But whatever we have to do, we want to get kids out there safely. And again, teach them a little bit about what's outside the school window as well.
River Valley is kind of a hub of activity this week, and a lot of school districts across the state as the practices get underway.
Yeah, it's been really great. I work from district office, and I can see kids coming in and out of the buildings basically the start of this month. We're excited for our FFA team. The new officers are up and running, and they're working with Ms. Graffunder to get everything going to make sure that we have a really strong year. Our soccer team, our band camp started today. Our football teams for both varsity and JV, as well as volleyball, cross country, cheer. Cheer's been in and out of the gyms, making sure that they're throwing and lifting and being able to put on that great activity as well. So all of these things start up early. And so I think when the calendar year starts on the 24th, but the kids start coming in on the 1st, it doesn't seem like a big deal, especially to kids in kind of that 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th. They're already at school. They're ready to go. For the littlest of our schools, I think getting them into what it is to be at school. For 4K, 5K, it's a big deal. Learning how to sit, to share, to play in a structured way is a really important developmental stage for kids. And we don't take that lightly as well. So we're excited about what's coming next week. And all the activities that have already started at the district just point toward the great work we do. It's a bright future out there. And it's really fun. Really fun to be a part of it.
I'm always impressed by the numbers that River Valley sports in all those sports. And your cheer squad, you mentioned that. Sometimes they have more than a lot of the, you know, they have more members than some football teams, you know. I mean, you have good participation, don't you?
We do. We do have really good participation. And I think I like to gloat about that a little bit. I think River Valley offers some really unique offerings that keep kids engaged in school. There's a lot of research out there that speaks to the fact that the more a kid is engaged in an activity, the better they do in a classroom. So even if you're in seventh grade, if you go out for middle school forensics, or you go out for debate, or you go out for student council, or you just try out a new activity, that puts you more engaged in your classroom. That makes your mind and your body more aware, and it also gets you more aware of your own learning. And so whether you're learning a new skill or you're learning new academics, I think that research really pushes it out that the more engaged kids are, the better their attendance, the better their participation, and the more academically sound they become. So the more that we can get kids engaged in these engaging activities, the better the whole result is for the whole child. And I think that's really important. We can't just look at one facet of a kid. We need to look at the whole child. And River Valley does a really good job at that. I think student engagement is really an important piece that enhances the efforts of what's going on in a school day by pushing them to other activities that are also there. And I know we have to be flexible. Some kids have jobs. Some kids have other commitments. But I do want to make sure that every kid, if there's a barrier out there for them, that we're looking at that and we're trying to break down that barrier so they can be involved. Because I think it's really good for them. And soon they'll be old like us, and they won't be engaged in all those fun things. And they'll have to go to work and pay bills and go back to taxes, right? And we don't want that for them. We want them to enjoy their youth. So, yeah, getting them engaged is really good. And we try to really sponsor some things that are diverse for kids. You know, we utilize a trap team at the Rod and Gun Club. We have a horsemanship team. We have a debate team. We have mock trial. We have student councils. We have FFAs. We have jobs and work in welding. You know, so I'm trying to think of the name. I think it's Project USA. Skills USA, excuse me, is a great group that meets with Ms. Carmody that really works on competitions for the job force being out there to deal with industrial arts. So we're just always trying to find that niche that a kid needs and trying to focus on that and get them involved in that, somehow out of the classroom, but also affecting the classroom at the same time.
We'll be on your campus for the school fair, and that's a little later this year.
The school fair is a little bit later this year. It's always part of homecoming, and this will be my fourth year over at River Valley. And when I first started, people just continued to say to me, Lauren Glassbrenner, you just don't understand what a school fair is until you've seen the River Valley School Fair. And I kept saying, nah, Carlton Austin back in the day, he had one in Fenimore. It was okay. You know, like, I think I get it. And I didn't understand quite how in-depth this school fair really is. We are excited to offer one of the best school fairs in the state of Wisconsin. I believe there are only four or five left in the state of Wisconsin. And Sherry Graffunder just does a bang-up job as kind of the fair superintendent, if you will, making sure that it's an entire community effort. So the school fair will be that first weekend, I believe it's the Friday, I want to say October 4th, but it's that first Friday in October. And that morning around 6 o'clock, hogs, steers, cows, everybody starts weighing in. So it goes from early that morning all the way through a whole meat auction that happens right there on our campus. And then we basically get an hour off before the homecoming parade starts. From the homecoming parade, it goes into fundraising events, and everybody comes back over for the game. So you could be highly engaged on a school fair day from 6 a.m. till about 10 p.m. that night. It's an incredible day in the Valley, and so we're excited about it. It's again, we have some great things happening. We have Allison Dairyland coming. The state superintendent of schools, Dr. Jill Underley, will be our chicken judge over at the school fair because she's got backyard chickens. I'm trying to think of other... I think a couple of the TV stations out of Madison, Wisconsin will be coming out to kind of be a part of what it is, to be part of that 608. So again, we're excited about the fair. It's a great thing to highlight the great part of agriculture that the Valley plays in its local industry.
News over the summer, too, that your former head football coach, Tim Eastlake, will be going into the Hall of Fame. Congratulations to him.
Yeah, Tim's an incredible man. Tim and Gina, his wife, I always want to include the coach's wife because I think like they have a certain expectation and years of service that they have put into. Now, Tim would maybe say maybe not quite as much as I have, but of course that's true. So Tim and Gina have been a big part of River Valley for very many years, and Tim has done a bang-up job, and this is a great honor that he truly deserves. He's a great person in general, but he was also a great coach, and we are just thankful for the years that he's really put in over at River Valley to make it such a strong football program.
And his staff lives on. You know, most of the guys that he coached or coached underneath him or whatever have kind of taken over the program.
Yeah, Mr. Makovec is a big part of that. Dan Makovec, he's really brought his philosophy to him. And I think it just shows that... I guess I'm part of the old crowd now, but we try to train the young to replace us at some point, and I think that's been done really well. And again, for all of these activities, we're just excited about what all of these activities will have this fall as we enter a really exciting time of the year.
So school will get underway, and by this time next Monday, everybody will be in the buildings and things like that. Anything changing as far as drop-off times and pickups and times that have scheduled this year?
I guess I would like make sure I say school for the kids starts on Tuesday.
Oh,
next
Tuesday.
Monday, the teachers have to come.
Okay.
So get to come, I should say. They don't have to. They get to come back to work. It's exciting stuff. But the teachers will be in on Monday prepping rooms and having some more building meetings. And then on Tuesday, students start to come. But those students, it's really a focus on 1 through 9. So grades 1 through 9 will be in. Really, the ninth graders at the high school get a full day on their own on that Tuesday. And then our high schoolers for grades 10, 11, 12 come the day after. And then throughout the week, we add a grade. So kindergarten will come on next day. And then after that, the 4Kers come the next day. So sometime next week, everybody will be back at school district. And just to follow your school calendar and look on our website, I think if you have any questions about it, everybody will be there. By Friday next week, there'll be a campus full of really ready to go learners.
Indeed. And so if you're maybe you're like kind of sluggish a little bit about getting back to it, that you'll appreciate it next year in May when it ends like May 24th.
Yeah. I think, again, some teachers will give me a look when they see me this Friday, like, why am I here so early, Mr. Glassbrenner? But I don't think they'll give me that same look on May 24th next year.
Next year.
I think they'll smile at me and feel like that's okay. So that's our goal. We'll keep working on it. And again, I'll dig in and make sure that it's what best fits the needs of the families.
Again, your important meeting tonight. You'd like to see a lot of people there.
Yeah. Budget ERC, just making sure that people are aware of our process and making sure they know where we are. So again, that budget ERC committee is going to meet tonight, and we're excited about that. It's great work. Again, the architects will be there from Dubuque. We will have a financial advisor there as well. We will have a representative from Kramer Construction there, and then our budget team will be there. A lot of our school board members will be there, and we'll just see where the conversation goes. I can't guarantee that there'll be an answer at the end of that meeting, but it's a good step. It's a crucial step in the conversation. So that'll be happening tonight.
Lauren, as always, good stuff. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Mr. Nee. I'm glad to always be here, and thank you, and good luck to everybody in the region as they start their school years.
Indeed. Lauren Glassbrenner, River Valley District Administrator. We'll see him in September, and we'll be back with more on The Morning Show. We'll talk about the Iowa County Cancer Coalition next.